At Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric, we make home service easy. We guarantee same-day service and installation with no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays. Family-owned for 53 years, Four Seasons has over 30,000 five-star Google reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. For all your plumbing, heating, cooling, and electrical needs, for all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
It's a new season, but it's always truck season at your local Chevy dealer. And right now is the perfect time to find your own. If you're a truck person, then you get it. Hauling, towing, reliability, Chevy trucks deliver. Check out ChevyDriveChicago.com. They've got all the info you need to research your future Chevy truck and find a dealer near you. Now, maybe a truck isn't exactly what you're thinking. Maybe you need something a little more city-friendly, something easier for summer street parking. We get it, and Chevy's SUV lineup, seriously impressive. Great styles, great prices, you'll look good, and you'll feel good knowing you made a smart choice. And hey, maybe you're leaning toward the future. If an EV is on your mind, then your local Chevy dealer is ready to blow you away. They're ready to put you behind the wheel for a test drive and show you all the latest technology in these top-tier electric SUVs. Seriously, go check them out. Whatever you're looking for, head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Learn more, find your local dealer, and get ready to drive away happy. Because you deserve a Chevy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Built Ford Tough studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. It is a Knicks town. Last night was a Knicks night. Fans flooding the streets outside of Madison Square Garden as they take a 3-1 lead over the Boston Celtics, one win away from going to an Eastern Conference Finals. And what makes this feel different than years past is the fact that going into this series, the Knicks were heavy underdogs to the Celtics. You didn't even think past them because of how hard this series was going to be for them. They were a plus 880 underdog at one point, meaning the Celtics were minus 1,000. You'd have to put up $1,000 to win $100 on the Celtics. That's how much of a favorite they were. And now with Jason Tatum hurt, obviously their best player, one win away, you're thinking Eastern Conference Finals. There's also a team that you couldn't beat in the regular season in the Cleveland Cavaliers that are down 3-1. You're also thinking, man, like, you know, in the West, like, there's good teams, but it's not like there's some dynasty. This is, you're not going up against, like, the dynasty Golden State Warriors. So when you think about the history, especially, you know, you were fortunate enough, and I'm jealous of it, to have seen the Knicks win championships. But if you think about their history, even when they had good teams, like, they had good teams with Carmelo, Amari Stoudemire, but we knew they were never beating the Miami Heat, right? We knew that. Last year, they had a good team. We knew that they probably weren't going to go to the NBA Finals. I'll even go back and say, you know, that 1999 season where they made it to the Finals and they end up beating the Pacers, the LJ thing, everything else. But we knew that we were going up against the dynasty and Tim Duncan and the Spurs. And we were like, man, if they could win a couple games, that would be great, right? So you really, you go to the 90s. You're like, oh, well, you got Jordan in your way. So it was really 1994 was the last time you're like, hell, this team really has a chance to win a championship. It feels like we're trending in that direction right now, and that's why it's so unbelievably exciting. There's been so many roadblocks over the years when the Knicks have had good teams, and there's been so many years they've been terrible, the worst team in the league.
Well, I mean, the expectations have totally shifted. They have totally shifted due in large part to injuries and illness with Porzingis, and all of a sudden now the Knicks are standing on the doorstep of an Eastern Conference final. So I know that they're not going to take anything for granted. And you listened to Jalen Brunson last night, and I love how he is. He's the same way after they lose a game and when they win a game. And, you know, he had to play a game that he did not play in Game 3, and he had to play that game last night, and he did. And he had his Walt Frazier, Willis Reed game moment last night with the production, the rebounds, the assists, the free throws, the whole thing. I mean, he was everything that he was advertised to be, and this is why the Knicks fan is basically finally jacked up, because we do have a controlling point guard that when he is at the top of his game, he's almost impossible to stop. I mean, look, he's going down the lane against, you know, 7'2" Kristaps Porzingis. How tall is Horford? Like 7'1"?
No, he's not that tall. I'd say 6'10".
Yeah, long arms. I mean, like, he's going down in the paint and getting, and I don't know how he gets the ball off sometimes. But when he's on like he is, like he was on last night, and they were going back and forth, he and Tatum, I mean, that was some of the best basketball we've seen all year. I mean, legitimately, offensive basketball, that it wasn't ugly. There was a flow to the game. There was no hack a Mitch last night. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was like a really satisfying kind of second half, especially with the way that Mikal Bridges just kept finding his mid-range jump shot and how he was falling away and not even hitting the rim.
Yeah, I mean, there are certain times when you're a fan that it may dawn on you in the middle of a game, maybe for the Giants in 2007. It may dawn on you in the middle of a regular season. It may happen during the postseason. I could think of, you know, specific moments in my fandom where I say, "This, they actually could do it." And I never thought that this year. At any point in the regular season, at any point in the postseason, until last night, and everything changed. Everything changed last night, and now I have that same feeling. It happened last year. I'm getting goosebumps now. It happened last year when the Mets beat the Phillies.
Oh boy, I'll tell you.
No, it's fine. Listen, stop. I don't want to hear any of that stuff. You're not dragging me down with any of your weird superstition bullcrap today. I have been so negative for so long, and the second I start feeling good about my team, then I hear, "Oh boy, you can't do that either." What am I supposed to do? Sit here and be like the teacher and Charlie Brown and go wah, 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 wah for 4 hours. I feel good. No one's slowing me down and saying it. It happened to me last year with the Mets when they beat the Phillies. And I said, this is a team that could actually do it. They got beat by the Dodgers. Okay, fine. But I had that feeling. And last night I got that feeling with the Knicks that they could actually do it. I'm not saying they will, but I never in my wildest dreams did I think I'd be sitting here on May 13th. Up 3-1 on the Boston Celtics with an injured Jason Tatum going, I think that they could go to the NBA Finals.
You can think that. That's fine. I mean, you are a little bit sensitive, but yeah.
I'm so tired of everybody having an issue with everything. If I'm too negative, if I'm saying I call something out, I don't think they're good enough. Oh, you're too negative. I think they're good enough. Oh, you can't say that. You're too positive. What are you supposed to do? And you're the biggest culprit. You don't let me. I can't get to say anything. You're too negative. This day's not a day to be negative. You're too positive. You're touching the money. Now they're going to lose.
No. You should be positive. We all should be positive.
It's impossible.
You can feel the Knicks fan coming through the phone calls this morning. You feel
Why
the positivity.
Why are you allowed to say that? I feel like they can win a championship without you rolling your eyes and grunting.
No, you're not.
You're grunting and rolling your eyes over there.
You're not guaranteeing they're winning
Nothing.
A championship. All you're saying is that they can win a championship.
The first time I felt that all year. I'm not going to come in here and be scared of that.
You should be scared of that. You should let it go, man. Be yourself. Be authentic.
I'm trying to think. Like there was in the 1998 Viking season, I thought that they could do it. Actually, in the middle of that game in 2009, the Bounty Gate game, I thought they could do it. Those really been the only other times.
And what happened?
Well, you know, the teams end up. I've never seen one of my teams win a championship.
Right, that's what
so
I'm saying.
They've all lost every single time.
I know. So let's hope that trend ends.
Yeah, that would be nice. That would be nice. And it's in no way am I sitting here saying they're going to. It's just that it's so rare to have to actually believe that your team has a shot to win a championship. Like it's just so in my lifetime.
Now, let me ask you this question.
Rare.
How do you think the Pacer fan feels?
I'm sure exactly the same way.
Right, exactly.
They should.
And they should feel that way.
They should.
Because their team is gritty and their team, you know,
beat the Knicks
up
last year. They're not making any excuses about it. Hey, you guys got injured. Don't care. We stayed healthy. We beat you last year.
Be interesting because now you got Donovan Mitchell most likely not playing. You got Tatum not playing. You got, I mean, you got all these different teams going through what the Knicks went through last year. And, you know, what those fan bases are feeling like. They feel like it's probably over. But I know one thing, like, you know, this is a thing where the Knicks have got to really counterattack and just take it to them and get this thing over with on Wednesday night.
Yeah, I mean,
don't let it drag on.
And I don't, and the reason why I'm confident in it is because of Jalen Brunson. He said it. He's got the right mentality. He needs to make sure that this, you know, get off the court. We're not celebrating everything. That's the perfect mentality for him. And that's why I trust the team to be able to finish this thing off. And that's got to be an emotional blow, too. I mean, not just from like an X's and O's and what happens on the court. Like you talked about Tim Crumry. I mean, losing a guy in the playoffs or in a Super Bowl like that who has meant so much to your team. I mean, you could tell. I mean, the game, the Knicks had pulled ahead. But, I mean, you could tell that the Celtics were not the same those last 2 minutes, 3 minutes when Tatum wasn't
exactly
there.
I mean, that's their leader. It's like what the Warriors are dealing without Steph Curry.
Yeah.
You know, it's their leader. I mean, he's the guy that, you know, he's the go-to guy. And you can understand why. And he was all over the court last night. He was having a historic game for the Celtics last night.
It was incredible to watch even from an opponent's standpoint. He was that good last night. And
we had an answer. And his name is Jalen Brunson. I would also say Mikal Bridges, too.
Oof. I mean, listen, everybody contributed last night.
Yep.
Everybody did. Gurmeet in Hoboken. What's going on, Gurmeet?
Hey, guys. Oh, boy. This was a long wait, but it's worth it. couple points. Give me, you know, just a few seconds. But, guys, you especially, like, no disrespect, Boomer, but put yourself into Nick's locker room and just listen to yourself for the past 2 hours. You have been, I mean, I truly wish Tatum had not gotten hurt because all this chatter of, like, Tatum hurt is taking the credit away from the Knicks' victory, right? I mean, the game was over by the time he got hurt, right? And Knicks have won all the three games when Tatum was there. Knicks are just when, you know, Brunson, Bridges, Anunoby, they are clicking. They are the better team. They are the championship team, right? So for next 2 hours, please, I mean, both of you are just taking all the credit away from Knicks. It's not about the injury. Knicks are a better team.
Gurmeet, I don't know what the hell you're listening to. I literally just said before you came on that the Knicks had the lead when Jason Tatum came out and they had already, I said exactly what you were saying. And we just said everybody was contributing last night. Jalen Brunson, championship this. I don't know. You probably got some sort of like social media brain fog where you're seeing Celtics fans say that and thinking that we said that.
Well,
we said
first of all,
nothing of the sort.
First of all, you know, we started this morning by saying that Jalen Brunson had his Walt Frazier Willis Reed game and did something that no Knick player has ever done since Walt did it. And we gave him nothing but platitudes. And when he played this way after the way that he played in the third game, this is the Jalen Brunson that could lead the team to a championship. You know, if we show respect towards Jason Tatum, I don't see anything wrong with that.
No, but I think what he was saying is that, like, we had said that the only reason the Knicks won is because Tatum got hurt, which we never said anything of the sort. Now, talking about going forward in the series, yes, I feel better about the Knicks finishing off the series with Tatum not on the team. But last night, I mean, he was there for 99% of the game, and he was unbelievable. I compared him to Kobe Bryant, for God's sakes, and the Knicks had beaten him.
And they were going back and forth. He and Jalen Brunson were going back and forth. That was the beauty of what Mike Breen was talking about.
I
don't know. Gurmeet, man, I am so disappointed in you. Right now, you just made me miserable.
Exactly.
I want to be happy this morning. He just yelled at me for all the wrong reasons because he's uber sensitive this morning.
No, it's not so much that. It's just that I finally want to be happy about a team, and everybody's trying to stop me, including you.
No, I'm not trying to stop you.
I just remember, watch out. Watch out there, Biggs. Don't be excited. That's what you're doing.
I just said, baby, you take a
right.
Shaking your head.
I have never.
You do. You mean, shake your head.
No, I don't.
You did. Like,
no,
we got.
I
saw the tape. I was doing it, and you go, no, don't do it.
I was.
Don't do it. I see it.
I am very consistent when it comes to this.
I saw
that. I know that. The listeners know that. I'm very consistent. I am like Jalen Brunson. I am a flatliner. I want to take care of business. I don't want to celebrate anything. I want to go and win game five, and I want to make sure that, you know, we get it done. That's what I want to do. I just want to keep everybody's like expectations real, but I also don't want anybody thinking that this thing is over.
Yeah, well, we all understand.
It's never over until
right,
it's over.
Right, we all understand that, but there's no reason to put some to suffocate any excitement today.
Look, man, I put Porzingis' jersey in the freaking freezer.
There's no reason. And all the years of never believing that a team could do something special. When I believe it, I'm going to say I believe it. Taylor's in Dallas. What's going on, Taylor?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How are you?
All right, Taylor, what's happening?
All right, I don't want to be a suffocator here, but you guys seem like the right investigators. So, Timothy Chalamet seems like a great dude, awesome actor. You don't miss the Met Gala last week. I saw he posted that he watched Game 1 on an iPad on, like, the fourth floor of a walk-up. Like, you don't miss that and then watch. And then you're at the game last night rocking these, like, crazy JNCO shorts and Tims. Like, where was he all regular season? I feel like he's trying to catch the wave, and we just got to call it like we see it in New York.
Yeah, Taylor, I actually disagree. I think that he is a real fan, and he did post last night a picture of him when he was 12 years old getting a jersey signed by Amari Stoudemire before he was famous, and then a picture of him and Amari Stoudemire last night, and he goes full circle. So, I mean, I believe he's a real Knicks fan. He's a New York guy. I also, you know,
he's also got French citizenship.
Oh, does he?
Yes.
Okay. So he spent some time over there as well. Chalamet. So. But he, you know, he was promoting that movie a lot of the time during the regular season. I don't know. It's also regular season basketball.
I mean, he was born here in New York.
Yeah. I mean, I actually think he's a real fan. I do. And was Fat Joe there last night?
I don't know. I didn't see Fat Joe.
That's a critical.
That is a critical. We need the
detail.
Answer to that.
You know, Izzo's all over whether Fat Joe was there or not. I think he put like a homing pigeon. You know, they put those things on him. I think he did that with Fat Joe. Like he put like a ankle bracelet on him to follow him around and make sure he stayed far away from him.
Any idea whether or not Fat Joe was there?
I did not see him.
I didn't see him either. Doesn't mean he wasn't there.
Maybe he's laying low.
If he knows.
I mean, you go to a Knick game, you want to be seen though, right?
Not if you're Fat Joe and you ruin everything. Let's go to Tracy in Atlantic Highlands, our new friend Tracy. Hey, Tracy.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. So I had a call in to talk to my best friend, Al Duke. And last night, I actually watched pieces of the game.
Wow.
And I know, right? So that's like a really big move over here for the non-fan now. I was like... I'm like, they're going to smoke them because I'm watching. My eyeballs are on there. So now I'm going to be so superstitious about the next game, whenever that is. How many are there?
Well, you got to win the best of seven, and game five will be on Wednesday night.
Wait, so, like, if they don't do well on the five, then what happens?
Then they come back to the MSG for game six. So right now the Knicks are up 3-1. You have to win four.
You
got to
win four.
Seven?
You got to win four games.
You got to win four games to be able to move on. Yeah.
How many did they win so far?
Three. They're up 3-1.
Okay. So one more.
Yes. Yeah. That would be right. Yes.
Yes. And then
Wednesday is the big.
Yes. That's right.
Hey, Tracy, I always wanted to ask you this question. How are you with boxes around the house?
With what?
I mean, how are you with boxes around the house?
Cardboard boxes.
Do you make the your husband take the boxes out, or do you just leave them around? Or
no, can I tell you what I do with them? Yeah. I burn them.
Oh wow!
Jeez. Okay.
I'm like having a fire.
Okay, yeah, you got to be careful with the cursing that. There.
You can't say.
Jack. All right, I had more questions for Tracy.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you had to go.
No, he hit the dump button.
Oh, he did, okay.
And I put my hands over here.
Okay.
But anyway, so she's still learning about basketball, that Tracy. Still learning about sports.
We got her hooked.
Yes.
It's all about sports.
And Tracy, don't feel bad.
Yeah.
Nobody heard that. Nobody's getting in trouble. You said the S word. It's fine. But call back. And what Tracy doesn't know, unfortunately, is she's just learning about basketball, that she doesn't know that the losing coach has to be put down once you get to the playoffs. So which is barbaric, but it's a tradition.
It is a tradition,
and I don't
feel
know,
bad for them, but
a lot of women, you know, when they're getting into sports, they start to really like it, then they find out that the losing coach has to die, and it's like, oh, you know, and then they run away. They're like, how could you guys be watching this stuff?
This is why it's so intense.
Right. I mean, it's like, you know, it's like Roman Coliseum stuff, and that's what we have these days in 2025. So, you know, pray for Tibbs. He's feeling pretty good right now. It's going to be tragic for Joe Mazzulla. He's only in his 30s. So Tracy, just hang in there, and hopefully we'll have another series and another day, another week, another month for Tom Thibodeau.
Tired of losing power? Feeling powerless? Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a free estimate on a whole home standby generator. Never be without power again. Fully installed systems starting at just $99 a month. Power your sump pump, your fridge, your freezer, your garage doors, your heating and cooling, so your home stays safe and comfortable. Four Seasons is the largest and most award-winning Generac dealer in Illinois.
For the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
It's a new season, but it's always truck season at your local Chevy dealer. And right now is the perfect time to find your own. If you're a truck person, then you get it. Hauling, towing, reliability, Chevy trucks deliver. Check out ChevyDriveChicago.com. They've got all the info you need to research your future Chevy truck and find a dealer near you. Now, maybe a truck isn't exactly what you're thinking. Maybe you need something a little more city-friendly, something easier for summer street parking. We get it. And Chevy's SUV lineup, seriously impressive. Great styles, great prices. You'll look good and you'll feel good knowing you made a smart choice. And hey, maybe you're leaning toward the future. If an EV is on your mind, then your local Chevy dealer is ready to blow you away. They're ready to put you behind the wheel for a test drive and show you all the latest technology in these top-tier electric SUVs. Seriously, go check them out. Whatever you're looking for, head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Learn more, find your local dealer, and get ready to drive away happy. Because you deserve a Chevy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Jerry Recco is back. He's got another update for us. We are giving away more tickets to The Who, by the way, this hour. So check that out. It's your farewell tour at Prudential Center. No tickets for Pussifer, though. If you're looking for Pussifer tickets, you're going to have to buy those online.
Who is Pussifer?
Pussifer is a band that was created by the lead singer of Tool. Put together a new band. They're going to at PNC Bank Arts Center as well.
Was that Enema? Was that album? Does that sound right? Song?
For Tool?
Yeah.
Quite possibly. It sounds familiar. But I heard a commercial. We're running a commercial for Pussifer.
Okay.
And I know Al's been a huge Pussifer guy for a very long time. So I said, hey, it's something to do in the summer. Go see Pussifer.
Where can you find Pussifer?
Well, they're going to be at the PNC Arts Center, it sounds like.
So okay. That's where they're going to be. Yeah.
Really?
So it's not a lot of
long trip for Al.
Or me. It's like 4 minutes.
Go and check out Pussifer. That's cool. Where they're going to be. So, but we're not giving away Pussifer tickets. No Pussifer tickets here. We're having Who tickets. So you're going to have to buy the Pussifer tickets if you want to see Pussifer.
Now, is it not true, Al, that you went and saw the Who's final tour in 1990?
In 1989, I went to see what we're advertising now, the Who's final performances in North America.
Where did you see them?
A giant stadium.
Oh,
it was tremendous.
Oh, that's incredible.
And I was at not the same concert as Al. Maybe we were. I don't know. But I saw that as well.
And here we are.
Yeah. I have a radio. Westwood One did on their final night in Dallas. They broadcast all over the world. And the guy goes, and now, ladies and gentlemen, for the Who's final performance in America. That was 1989.
We're giving away tickets.
That's awesome.
Their farewell tour on August 19th, 2025.
That's it.
All right, Jerry, what's happening?
Well, you know how things don't age well? A lot of things come back to bite you in the ass.
Yeah, like the freezing cold takes people.
Yes, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe Bill Simmons is a New England guy, correct?
Of course. Big Celtics guy.
This was him. This has been going around now for a couple of weeks. This goes back to when the Knicks signed Jalen Brunson.
If they're going to the game, like, man, Jalen Brunson only has six at halftime. What the f***? Whoa, we blew it. Like, he's going to have games like that. He's not going to be a come see Jalen Brunson as he scores 38 against the Wizards. He's not that kind of guy.
Or he is.
Brunson looking, step back, three-pointer. It's good! Rattled around and dropped through. Knicks up a dozen. Brunson with 38.
Jesus. And I'm playing it now. I mean, he had all the crazy postseason was ridiculous last year. It was even better than this. But, yeah, that's going around, as you can imagine. Knicks do win 121-113. Brunson finished with 39 points and 12 assists. Lots of contributions up and down. Karl Anthony Towns barely missed from the field. He had 23 points and 11 rebounds. Bridges, 23. OG Anunoby had 20. And it turns out to be a nice 8-point win for New York. Here was Brunson, the importance of taking game four and getting this 3-1 lead.
It means a lot. It was a big game for us. It's the way that we responded. It's what I'm most proud of. Sticking together and just making sure we're not quitting.
They were down 14 in this game, 14 in the third quarter. I think 72-48, 58 rather, with about 8 minutes to go in the third when they stormed back. Here was OG Anunoby. Give Mikal Bridges lots of credit. The guy was awesome.
Oh, yeah, he was amazing tonight, doing it all on both sides, you know, making plays happen and then hitting shots, you know.
And you talk about making adjustments. Here's Bridges saying, we essentially, as a group, were not talking in that first quarter. And in the first quarter, Boston came out firing and looked pretty good.
Early on, I don't think so. I think early on, a lot of miscommunication, transition. You know, Derek White getting a lot of looks. Just made a lot of tough shots. And, you know, we can live with that. But, you know, early, you know, having the early struggles offensively, you know, we can't let that, you know, happen on the other end. You know, we'll
get. Yeah, exactly. You get the point. As it continues, they need to clean that up. Now, in terms of Tatum, he had 42 points but was carried off the court late in the fourth quarter with the leg injury. The game seemingly done at that point. It was 3 minutes to go. The Knicks were up, I think it was 7 or 8 points at that point. They had taken control of the game. Here was Tom Thibodeau on the Tatum injury.
Yeah, you know, I never want to see a player get hurt. And, you know, he's been a great player and he's a great guy, too, so... I hope it's not a serious injury.
And here was the Celtics head coach, Joe Mazzulla. Really sucks to see him need help off the floor like it was.
We're always worried about someone's health. So the fact that he had to be carried off, you know, like you said, you know, he's the type of guy that when he gets right up. So he didn't. And, you know, we'll know tomorrow exactly what it is. But, yeah, I mean, it's tough to watch, you know, a guy like him get carried off like that.
If you were in Boston, you would have this guy, I mean... You'd be able to do Mazzulla.
Yeah.
And he's got
the same thing every time.
The tone.
Right. It's right. No matter what he's saying,
it's down
the
and it's
same.
Up.
Yeah, same and tone.
You've
been cutting up a lot of Joe Mazzulla.
I've been listening to a lot the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Here is Jaylen Brown. Just a bad, bad night.
Tonight is tough. I think everybody's kind of in a loss for words just because, like, you know, one, losing the game, but obviously the concern with JT, but.
we pick our heads back up tomorrow and go from there.
And that'll be for Game 5 tomorrow night up in Boston, where the Knicks can advance to the conference finals should they win that game. Meantime, the T-Wolves moved a game away from advancing to the Western Finals.
Jimmy runs on McDaniels into the paint, pivots twice up with the right hand and missed it short. Jaden McDaniels the rebound. Here's Ann on the move in the front court. He's up to 25 points. He'll stop and pop. He checked three. He got it again. Anthony Edwards cannot be stopped.
Man, remember when Chris Finch was calling him out?
Yes.
Well, things have gone quite well since then. T-Wolves win 117-110 over the Warriors. A much better second half than the first half for Edwards. He was on ESPN. What changed?
We came out like we had won a game already, like we had won a series already. And when we came in at halftime, Coach told us, like, man, we playing like some losers. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got a loser mentality right now.
Well,
you know, I'm glad he takes coaching, though.
He does.
I mean, that's the great thing. You know, you want to be a superstar, you also got to listen to your coach and react to it in a positive way, not a negative way.
Well, that is the case. Here was Finch giving Edwards a lot of the credit.
Yeah, I think he was one of the guys that was most vocal at halftime and realized what was going on out there and how we needed to be better. So it started with him, really, and setting the tone.
Maybe it was him calling his team losers. Either way, it worked out. They wind up winning, and they take a 3-1 lead. Edwards had 30, 31 for Julius Randle. Both players shot 11 of 21 from the floor. No Steph Curry because of the injury. Unlikely to go in Game 5 as well. Pacers and Cavs tonight in Cleveland. Indiana up 3-1. Thunder and Nuggets tonight. Series tied 2-2. And the Mavericks won the NBA draft lottery. All right, the Yankees beat the Mariners 11-5. Perfect time to do our ThriveWell Player of the Game, brought to you by ThriveWell Infusion. And it is one Trent Grisham who continues to swing a hot bat.
1-2 pitch. Swing on another drive, center field, backing up Julio. Got some carriage. Julio's on a track. He jumps, and he can't get that one either. That baby's gone. A home run, Trent Grisham. And he's tied the game at 2-2 here in the fifth. Second home run today, 12 on the season.
I know we were talking about some of the guys that the Yankees added instead of keeping Juan Soto.
Yeah.
You can add Trent Grisham to that because he was in the trade with Juan Soto.
And he's our thriving players of the game, brought to you by ThriveWell, New York's premier infusion and injection center, saving lives drip by drip. Visit ThriveWellInfusion.com. That is true.
12 home runs.
He's been great. He's been great, no doubt about it. Interesting. You don't usually hear a announcer, because he's from Seattle, I get it, the opposing player calling him by his first name. He was saying Julio back, Julio to the wall, Julio Rodriguez.
Yeah.
But I know it's because he was in Seattle for 15 years, but it's just different when you hear that. Here was Aaron Judge. So all good with the Yankees in terms of the win. Grisham, the two home runs. Austin Wells, a three-run homer. Anthony Volpe homered. Not so good for Oswaldo Cabrera, taken off the field with the leg injury on the Aaron Judge sack fly late. Here was Judge. He could see it, and it did look great.
I didn't really see the slide much. Once I kind of saw his face, I was looking at him and saw him down there, then I knew something wasn't right.
Yeah, and he really feels bad because he loves himself some Oswaldo Cabrera.
Just infectious smile. You know, he's a competitor. He's a guy that, you know, if I strike out, if I pop up, if he's running out there to give me my glove out on the field, he's like, hey, you got three more bets. You know, let's go.
That's it.
Positivity.
But unfortunately for him, it did not look good, and we should get an update sometime today. Max Fried, the start tonight, taking on Brian Wu on the Fan at 9 p.m. First pitch, 9:40. All right, with the Mets and the Pirates, so leading into this game, me and Al were talking about this. How in the hell Isaiah Kiner-Falefa was here with the Yankees, and I don't remember ever discussing this, but this was a thing yesterday on Root Sports with Hannah Mears before the game, talking about Kiner-Falefa and his relation to Ralph Kiner.
What an awesome, one-of-a-kind moment to be able to witness a family tree grow a branch today, as Isaiah Kiner-Falefa got to meet Scott Kiner, the son of Ralph today. That's his second cousin, and that was the first time they have ever met.
How about that? I did not know this.
No, I'm trying to remember if I knew that or not, but
I did not know it.
Yeah.
I didn't know it at all until last night when I turned the game on, right as he was maybe a bat in that bat before, but this was on Mets Odyssey Radio with Howie Rose as he's talking about the whole relationship thing.
Technically, they call it second cousin twice removed. How do you come to that? The 1-1 lifted in the air to deep left field, just like Ralph. Back goes Nimmo, and it's gone. Into the Fiesta deck in left center field. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa just like his second cousin, twice removed, has hit a home run.
And so that was...
The Falefas are probably like, nobody remembers us.
God, it's always about the Kiners.
That is true. So here is Scott Kiner, Ralph's son. He was on SNY with Steve Gelbs, meeting Isaiah for the first time.
I've always heard he is an outstanding person, a leader on the team, a hardworking baseball player. He's the type of person my father would have said, I'm really happy you're part of our family. And then he comes up and he hits a home run.
Yes, he did. But the Mets did wind up winning the ball game 4-3. That clip was on SNY, as we mentioned, in the third or fourth inning. I forget. It was Pete Alonso with the game-winning sac fly and the RBI in the ninth as the Mets moved to 27-15 on the season with the victory. You've got Kodai Senga, Mitch Keller going tonight on 880 AM Mets Odyssey Radio at 710. Meantime, the Cardinals beat the Phillies 3-2, so the Mets gain another game on Philadelphia or move ahead of them by another game. A couple of things here, though, kind of relatable. John Kruk, during the course of the broadcast, getting a little deep.
We got time.
How much, though, Tom?
Well, I think he's going to get maybe 10 seconds.
That's not what I meant.
I know. I was leading you down a much more positive path.
You are a positive man.
Does anybody really know what time it is? How much time do we all have? Deep thoughts. None deeper, though, than the great Al Dukes on the post-game podcast yesterday as he asked me this inquisitive question.
You know, you go on your Google photos and it'll be like 5 years ago. You'll see things from like 2017, 2018.
Mm-hmm.
That's like 7 and 8 years ago. And part of me starts to think as I look at these things, I know we have proof in photographs and we have videos. But I was sometimes thinking, did this actually exist?
Of course it did.
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't know?
So very, it was a very deep podcast.
Photos of your life existed?
I'm just not sure. Like, did that really happen sometimes when I look back on some things? Like, I'm not sure that that actually happened or do I just remember that happening?
Oh, you're talking about memories, not pictures.
No, and pictures. Like I say, I have a picture of that, but I don't remember it.
Yeah, no, he's talking about pictures of and videos.
Well, then the picture's proof that it happened.
I'm not sure.
This is what we were going through yesterday.
You're going to send Boomer into retirement today, man.
Yes, the whole, you know, are we just a butterfly's dream thing?
Like when we're not here. What? I have no idea if Gio exists. Like, he might only exist here in my world.
You've called me, man.
But I'm now interacting. I need you back in my world, so I call you. But I don't know if you're existing.
Right, so then you pop into existence just at that moment.
He thinks you're gone.
You know what? Just don't ever call me. All right? I mean, please.
Listen, man, I exist.
What is wrong with you?
Unfortunately, I got a whole life out of here. Unfortunately. There's a lot of stuff going on. I got Gina texting me. She needs car service. Doug Wells. I exist, man.
This is what goes through Al's head when he's on the eighth walk with Whimsy every day.
Actually, the question is, does he want to exist anymore?
I know he doesn't want Whimsy to. Yes.
By the way, you have no idea. He had a tough weekend. Doug was not feeling well.
Puking?
No, just constantly needing to, like, whine to me for whatever reason. Wake me up all hours of the night.
He had a very tough sleeping weekend.
I think I slept 6 hours between Saturday and Sunday night.
Oh man.
It's rough.
From a dog. It's stupid.
It's your dog.
I know. It doesn't make any sense.
She loves you.
Does she?
Yes.
She really needs you. Does she exist right now?
I don't think she exists right now.
Al, she needs you.
She pops up just to make your life miserable. Oh, my God. Hurricanes and Oilers won last night. Both teams have 3-1 series leads.
Hi, I'm Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. And this is our biggest sale ever. Buy a new air conditioner or furnace and get 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Plus, Four Seasons guarantees to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000, guaranteed. Call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4SEASONS.
It's a new season, but it's always truck season at your local Chevy dealer. And right now is the perfect time to find your own. If you're a truck person, then you get it. Hauling, towing, reliability, Chevy trucks deliver. Check out ChevyDriveChicago.com.
They've got all the info you need to research your future Chevy truck and find a dealer near you. Now, maybe a truck isn't exactly what you're thinking. Maybe you need something a little more city-friendly, something easier for summer street parking. We get it. And Chevy's SUV lineup, seriously impressive. Great styles, great prices. You'll look good and you'll feel good knowing you made a smart choice. And hey, maybe you're leaning toward the future. If an EV is on your mind, then your local Chevy dealer is ready to blow you away. They're ready to put you behind the wheel for a test drive and show you all the latest technology in these top-tier electric SUVs. Seriously, go check them out. Whatever you're looking for, head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Learn more, find your local dealer, and get ready to drive away happy. Because you deserve a Chevy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We were talking about the certain celebrities at the game last night and the ones that were showing, of course, Kendall Jenner and then Kylie Jenner with Timothy Chalamet and then the regulars that were there, and Susie Essman and Tracy Morgan and Gary Vee and so on and so on. But we were talking about people like Woody Allen, who apparently had been banned from Madison Square Garden years ago, and how there should be a ban on Fat Joe, because every time Fat Joe shows up at anything, disaster happens. And he was there at Game 3. He was there Game 5 against the Pistons. And we were looking to see if he was there last night. Dan in Mount Olive joins us. What's going on, Dan?
Morning, guys. How are you?
What's up, Dan? We're doing great.
As soon as you asked it, I went to Fat Joe's Instagram page and clicked on his story. And about 10 hours ago, it looked like him and his wife were at home celebrating. You could see the Nick TV in the background. So I think he was home. We were safe.
Yeah, which is incredible that this thing still holds up. But thanks, Dan. I have blocked Fat Joe on my own Instagram. I can't find his page any longer because I just don't want, I want to get as far away from him as humanly possible. He's a sign of if it's bad news is coming.
So you do believe in some of this then?
I believe the Fat Joe curse is real.
All right. So like before you were saying, you know,
there's nothing I can say that's going to change things.
Right, how you
there is direct evidence that Fat Joe has ruined things.
All right, but you do believe that there is some superstition in regards to
not
Fat
me.
Joe.
Not with me and the things I say, because if that were the case, now Fat Joe, maybe he may be from another world.
Well, the only thing I worry about with you is that you are super activated. Like, you weren't activated halfway through the next season. You were interested, but you really, truly weren't activated. And I don't know if the Detroit season, the series got you activated to the point where you are right now. Like, you are in total activation mode.
Well, I didn't believe that they could be a team that could win a championship until last night.
Okay, but I'm just
never crossed my mind that they'd be good enough to win a championship.
And this is the thing that I'm saying to you. So you're total activation mode, and you've taken it out on Fat Joe for some reason.
Well, I mean, obviously, there's a stack of evidence here. Like, the Yankees lost the World Series because of Fat Joe.
Like Aaron Judge dropped that ball. Yeah. Right. Fat Joe. Like
Fat Joe.
It's clear as day. It's just one of those things that I can't deny. You know, Fat Joe shows up at a Knicks game, they lose. He stays home, they win. There's no evidence of me saying this team's going to win, this team's going to lose, where it's 100% consistent. Like Fat Joe's presence at these things, and by the way, this was not a theory that I came up with. I've been consulting with our digital maven Tom Izzo, who is a dark web Reddit deep fake. I don't know what some of these other terms are. He knows all this stuff.
He's a conspiracy theorist.
Yes.
Yes.
And he has shown me the way with Fat Joe.
All right. So, but I'm just glad to hear that you're actually buying into some of it because you act as if it doesn't mean anything when it involves you. But I have to say, I'm tippy toeing here because I know you're super sensitive about this. And I don't want you to get totally upset. Don't scream at me. Don't go running out of the studio. When you get fully activated.
Mm-hmm.
And you've said this yourself, so I'm only regurgitating what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
That your team never wins anyway.
Well, even if I'm not activated, they don't win. They never win, period. So it doesn't matter if I'm activated or not. They just don't win.
You pointed out the Vikings, you pointed out the Mets, and now we're here now with the Knicks with total activation.
Yeah. But one thing that I've learned as I've gotten older and matured is the fact that why not feel happy and enjoy these things? Why put a lid on the excitement? There's no reason to. And the reason why I was getting frustrated is because I can't, if I came out here today and was like, it's not over, this team is a championship team, whatever, then I'd be hearing from everybody, oh, you're too negative, they won the game, what are you talking about? Then I come in, I'm like, ah, you know what, I think they could actually win a championship. Then it's like, oh,
I'm not doing that.
Shut up, you're touching the money, screw it.
No, I'm not doing that, I'm just
on. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do.
I mean, the practical athlete in me says I want to celebrate right after the game like Jalen Brunson, and then I wake up this morning and I'm immediately thinking about game 5. And that's all I'm thinking about. That's the practical athlete in me. The fan in me, yeah, I am all in. I've been activated. I want them to win. I love this team. I loved the team last year. I'm so happy for Mikal Bridges that he came out of the darkness retreat that he was in, that was the regular season, and now has played a significant role in getting the Knicks to where they are right now. And the Knicks have caught a couple breaks here. You know, with the illness, the Porzingis, with the injury to Tatum and the injury to Hauser, they have got the ingredients down to be able to make it to an Eastern Conference final. But I want to take care of business in game 5, and I don't even want to think about who they're going to be playing potentially if they're able to win game 5 or game 6 if it goes that far.
Yeah, it's just looking at the facts, meaning that the most likely scenarios as of right now doesn't mean that it's always going to work out that way, but you've got an injured Cavaliers team, you've got an injured Celtics team, and both those teams are down 3-1. So it's just project, doesn't mean it's a lock, it's going to happen, it's just looking ahead. You know, if things were on the other foot, we'd be saying that the Knicks were dead, they were down 3-1.
Yeah, I know, I'm just looking at one possession, one quarter, one half, one game, and that's game 5, that's it.
Carmine's in New Jersey, what's going on, Carmine?
Hey guys, how are you?
All right, man. Carmine, what's happening?
Listen, you got to keep Joe away from them, I'm telling you, Fat Joe is the biggest jinx. He's like Bronx there when they were at the racetrack. Remember when they ripped up the tickets?
Yes,
that guy is as bad. I'm on Instagram. Anytime he pops up, and he's a good rapper, he's a great musician or whatever, keep him away from our teams, man. The guy's bad news. I don't know what it is. You saw what happened with the World Series.
Yeah,
they go out to L.A. They got a great rapper. Everybody, they win in L.A. We get him, and we get blown out. I'm telling you, and when does Aaron Judge ever drop a fly ball?
Exactly.
Are you kidding me?
That's the point.
This guy, I'm telling you, I beg him, I'll pay him not to go to the game. Not to go. Stay away. And by the way, we're fighting a champion, so we gotta beat the heart of a champion here, okay? We're not done yet.
No.
We got to get this one game. We got to get it bad, man.
I know. And they know it. But believe me, this team is pretty low-key and pretty level-headed, I think. I will say this. That if somehow, some way, the Knicks go on and potentially win a championship, that's when you can bring Fat Joe out there and he can sing for the crowd then. Yeah, but then it'll
and
be.
And by the way, if he stays away and then he shows up after the championship, that's when he'll get the biggest cheers.
Yeah, and I know we're having some fun with it now, but I actually, all kidding aside, I do think that there is a chance because this Fat Joe thing has grown and yes. they got their ass kicked in game three and then lost game five at home. There is a chance that someone in the Knicks organization requested he did not come to the game.
I just think that Fat Joe should just realize what's going on. Just realize it. Be a good dude. Let the team win and then show up.
It's tough being that guy, though. Like, I know thinking it is. That you're that guy.
I know it's hard to, but you got to have a sense of
reality.
But
the facts are the facts.
It's called self-awareness.
Yeah. Facts are the facts.
Yes.
At Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric, we make home service easy. We guarantee same-day service and installation with no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays. Family-owned for 53 years, Four Seasons has over 30,000 five-star Google reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. For all your plumbing, heating, cooling, and electrical needs, for all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
It's a new season, but it's always truck season at your local Chevy dealer. And right now is the perfect time to find your own. If you're a truck person, then you get it. Hauling, towing, reliability, Chevy trucks deliver. Check out ChevyDriveChicago.com. They've got all the info you need to research your future Chevy truck and find a dealer near you. Now, maybe a truck isn't exactly what you're thinking. Maybe you need something a little more city-friendly, something easier for summer street parking. We get it. And Chevy's SUV lineup, seriously impressive. Great styles, great prices. You'll look good and you'll feel good knowing you made a smart choice. And hey, maybe you're leaning toward the future. If an EV is on your mind, then your local Chevy dealer is ready to blow you away. They're ready to put you behind the wheel for a test drive and show you all the latest technology in these top-tier electric SUVs. Seriously, go check them out. Whatever you're looking for, head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Learn more, find your local dealer, and get ready to drive away happy. Because you deserve a Chevy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.